Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. The caller number is 515-602-9657 and our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. So join in, sign in and subscribe to our website and you'll see a lot of different information coming through. There's a lot of things going on before I bring on my co-host, but what's really aggravating is the way the schools, the students, the colleges, the universities, and the media, and some of the basically robots that's on social media, that are actually going out and doing something that we learned years ago on the radio. Never go out and say something until you verify situations, not just once, not just twice, but a number of times. We call it the Ed Lynch rule, and it's a very important thing. And over the last couple of days, the media, the universities, and everywhere else in between were getting things wrong. And they were saying that that a missile hit that Israel bombed or fired missiles or fired something or blew up a hospital and killing 500 people. Well, first of all, the hospital is still standing. Second of all, it wasn't anything that Israel did. It turned out that a radical Islamic jihad that actually fired a number of rockets during that day and actually missed and landed in front of the hospital. Now, normally that would just make a hole in the ground, but apparently it turned out based on IDF and Mossad information. IDF is the Israeli Defense Forces and Mossad information, the Israeli Intelligence Network, that apparently Hamas and the Jihad, the Islamic Jihad, happen to have barrels of weapons buried in that area, missiles and ammunition and things like that. So when the rocket misfired, it went down and into the ground, it landed and blew up its own ammunition dump right next to the hospital. So that's really what happened. And that is what's going on over there. And of course, right away, Israel killed 500, Israel attacked us, Israel did that, Israel did this, and they did it. First of all, every nation has the right to defend themselves and protect the citizens of their country they're in. You know, sometimes this country, because of Biden, he doesn't do that. He doesn't give a rat's ass. He hates this country. He hates everyone in it. And that's all he is. In fact, he's willing to give $100 million right back to the Israeli terrorists, to the terrorists in Hamas and the ones that killed a couple thousand people in Israel. They're doing everything they can to destroy the Jewish state, as well as the American people. And so he's actually came over to Israel. And he didn't get home any American hostages. He didn't save any of them. He made some strong statements and stuff. And he's going to make a statement, address the nation tomorrow evening, I think 8 or 9 o'clock at night. But it's bull crap. It's bullshit. And it's just he's trying to do follow-up because he's down by 10 to 20 points to Trump, and he's even down to people like Nikki Haley and DeSantis and others who have no chance of winning anyway. But the point is, this is all the follow-up, and he didn't know where he was at. He was dead on his feet. A couple people had to direct him on the red carpet in Israel. It was a very embarrassing situation. And he goes to Israel and gives $100 million to the so-called Palestinian people. First of all, it's also saying it's Palestine. Never was, never will be. They are Islamic extremists and that. In fact, majority of them had an election back in 2004 and voted to have Hamas run the Gaza. So it's all on them. And we have a guy that actually was attacking, going back and forth, said, I believe in genocide. No, I believe in defending the country. I believe that Israel has the ability to defend itself. And you got somebody who has charter says they want to put Israel off the face of the planet, and goes ahead on October 7th and goes and invades Israel, in the southern part of Israel, and into the kibbutzes and stuff, and raping and killing women and children, and kidnapping people. Almost 200 Israelis, I think 30 or so, or 32 people, Americans, and more, are out there, and we don't know for 100% sure. And the point is, we should not worry about what the consequences are. We're at war. Israel's at war, and America's at war, because right now the Iranian government with Lebanon and elsewhere, they fired two drones into U.S. military bases in Iraq the last few hours. So, you know, it's really firing up across the world. And we need to understand, thanks to what, don't forget, let's go back a few years. Under Trump, just 3 years ago, everybody was at peace. We had the Abraham Accord. Israel's looking to go towards Syria and have a discussion there. There were maneuvers to expand everywhere and peace on earth. We were coming doing. No soldier was killed in Afghanistan. We're about to get out the proper way because they were going to take out our equipment first, and also to take out all the people that's supposed to be there, the supporters of us in Afghanistan, the dogs, the animals, as well as the civilian workers before we take out the military, and we make sure that everything is secure, and we were going to give our own airport, and we're going to keep that as a staging ground, because that's right near China, and we don't want China to get all the stuff. So this is very important strategically, but Biden just took out the troops and left billions of dollars worth of equipment there for everybody to have, and that equipment that found its way over to Hamas and Hezbollah and Islamic Jihads and other criminals around the world. And this is what happens when you have a weak guy in the White House, which was stolen in the first place. And we don't even know which guy is really in there, because he has doubles and triples of people in there, and we don't know which one is actually real. You know, this movie out there that was done years ago where the actual president got a stroke or something and somebody that looked just like him took over and did a pretty good job on it until somebody found out who he was and he had to get himself out. But this is what's happening here, except that Biden, or the immature of Biden, is doing a horrible job of destroying this country and destroying the world. Because what was a peaceful world with the excellent economy, security was all over the place. We had low crime, no inflation. The borders were secure. Everybody had jobs. And guess what? It was peace on earth. It was great. And that's what made, not only when you make America great, you're actually making the world great too. And that's what happened. But as soon as Biden came in, he reversed everything. And now this whole world is on fire. And he's wondering why he's down by 10 to 20 points. That's the reason. And that's a big thing. And everyone I talk to today across the board, they complain about the economy. They complain about different things and stuff. And they can't wait to November 2024. I'm going to tell you, we got to straighten our house, too. Don't forget, we don't have a speaker
January
yet.
January 20th, 2025.
Yes. We don't have a speaker yet, and that's the thing.
Nope.
Yeah, but there are been movements going on behind the scenes. But the thing is, we shouldn't be this way. And in the next 2 days, I know there's people coming in making rallies and inside the Capitol on tomorrow and on Friday on the 20 or 22 people that voted against Jordan. Their office is going to be held up. Until they vote for Jordan, and there are things going on. I know. I talked to Amy Cramer. I talked to Jenny Beth Morrison, and both of them are having rallies there. And also on Saturday at Freedom Corner, there's supposed to be a rally at Freedom Corner from 11 to 2. That's Oakland Park Boulevard and Federal Highway, talking about parental rights and what's going on here in Broward County. But we're also going to make it talking about making sure that Jordan becomes speaker and saving this country. So there's a big thing going on. We expect hundreds of people on Freedom Corner on this Saturday. So that's a big thing there. You know, that's one of the reasons why I made sure that we're able to do what I was able to do and not worry about going on work on Saturday. I was pushing it and I got it done. Because I want to make sure that I have that free in case I decide to go. But that's a big thing there. So let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm great.
Anything going on with you? I know you have a lot to say, so start talking.
Well, I gave up on the black in D.C. already. I can't stand it. I think we need to form a new government. I think they're all corrupt. I think they're all deep state. I think they all get dark money, black money, whatever kind of money. I think they're corrupt. I think they're useless pieces of shit. They were lied to. They play with our minds. People believe them. And they do. They're gullible out there. You know, and I've just had enough. I don't think they're for the people, by the people, at all with the people. Okay? That's what I think. You know, there's no excuse for not voting in a speaker. It's goofy. They're idiots. They're all idiots. Jim Jordan don't come out and say one piece of shit and think he's a pussy. I don't want to hear it. Okay? They say bullshit to the people. They're screwing the people. They're all screwing the people. And the people don't even know that they're being screwed. They don't. They believe, they're told and they believe it. Okay? There's not enough that are standing up. Because there needs to be more. Okay? Except they're complacent and they're passive. And that's just the way I see it. So there are very few of us who stand up for our rights, okay? Because we are the people, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, okay? They don't call in. They don't do shit. They don't do anything. They are just second-rate buttheads. Sorry, they are, okay? And the news tells them bullshit. There are very few journalists out there that I can say stand up and have a pair of kahunis. Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt. That's about it. I don't think anybody else really says shit to me, okay? I don't believe them, okay? They talk and they hint and they yak. But basically, they're sitting cushioning. They make their millions. They come on and they yada yada, and that's it, okay? They don't give two shits about the people. They don't, as far as I'm concerned. So people, we're on our own. So anybody out there want to stand with me and form a new government? We need a new government because this government don't like us. It ain't for me. It ain't for my children. It isn't for anything, okay? And I'm not saying hurt them or anything. I'm saying they're ripping me off. They took an oath, and they lied to me. They lied on the oath, and they're scum. And then, okay, and you have this temporary speaker, right? What's he doing? Nothing. He's a paycheck asshole, okay? I would have had shit done. Hell, what are they waiting for? Nothing. There's nothing waiting. They're not doing shit because they lie. And then the left comes on and bye-bye-bye bullshit. You don't see anybody coming up and standing up and being counted because they're all pussies. And on the lighter side, it's a great Wednesday. What says you?
Just a bunch of stuff. We got,
hold it. I have one more thing to say. Good for you, President Trump. That person didn't get near you to kill you today in court. Okay? Because I believe it was an assassin there to hurt you. And they did good.
Yeah.
They apprehended them and they took them away. And then Letitia James, that big, fat, ugly pig, and the judge, that worthless piece of shit who took an oath to defend the law, who don't know shit, don't know shit about law or the Constitution, who makes up rules, who's going after, if the bank isn't pissed off at Trump, why are they? They're not going after the bank, okay? The bank made a contract with Trump. It is none of the government's business how he can conduct his business with a financial institution, okay? Unless it goes back to saying that the financial institution is naturalized and the government controls the banks and the credit unions. What do you think?
Well, they don't control the banks, and they're not control that. The banks tell them to go scratch, actually, on that. And they got lawsuits against Letitia James.
Letitia Fat Pig James. She's a pig.
They're suing James, and they're suing the state of New York. And that's it.
It was able to be, it was, they got, you have to show cause to actually make a suit. You actually have to have a cause. Where is the cause here?
There is none. There's no. They
now,
have to show.
To do this shit.
They have to show somebody got hurt. No one got hurt. Period.
So
in fact, everybody
so
won in this.
Why are thousands of dollars being wasted with this fat pig?
Because it's a political maneuver. But what's unique is that
but
the person that went.
The law is the law.
Well, they don't believe
no
in the law, just the
justice
left.
Justice is blind.
Well, they don't believe in justice. Not the way this is. But the thing is, it turns out that the persons that were involved in trying to get to Trump was paid for by Letitia James and George Soros and the judge, and they happen to die, and this case is going to get thrown out in the next day or two, and they all going to go to prison.
Did President Trump get hurt?
No, no one got hurt, but we knew about it. We arrested our own security who took care of it, and we arrested James and the teacher James and the others.
So,
and you're not going to
so
see on the news, but
this,
they are being
when
held.
When is this dark New York cloud going to dissipate?
As soon as we eliminate the left. That's going to happen soon because the crime rates in New York is through the roof. And the people in the city of New York and the state of New York are using the Second Amendment, which is in the Constitution, and about to take out all the bad people.
Well, there goes New York, because it's only going to leave about a dozen standing.
Yeah, well, whatever. and then you got these brain-dead people in the college and universities that are like robots. They're not even taught right. There's a professor that teaches to hate and got it wrong and always get it wrong. And this is what happens when you have CRTs and brain dead indoctrination recruitments in our schools. And that's
yeah,
why it's important.
We need to drop a big sleep bomb on them and put them all to sleep and grab all the black and put them out on a cargo ship and leave them there. Yep. I'm nice, aren't I?
Yeah. But anyway, talking about cargo ship, we got two different storms that formed over the last few days, one on the Pacific, one on the Atlantic. Atlantic tropical storm Tammy formed today, and it's expected to be a strong tropical storm. Somewhere it might hit the Caribbean, or it might just go up into the fish storms like we've been doing most of the time. And then you got a hurricane by the name of Norma, of all people, in the West Coast that's expected to hit California or Mexico in that area and go inland. So we'll see where that goes.
Will it affect the border at the Rio Grande?
Yeah, it might help secure some of the water that way. But, you know, that's a big thing. And you know what? We caught, talking about the border, our ICE agents, border security, and the people in Texas, and including the Minutemen and stuff, we caught four people that were Iranian terrorists coming into the country that we know that we caught. We don't know how many got by, but we caught four. We also know that there are other radical Islamic terrorists that are coming through the thing.
I think there's going to be another 9/11 in this country. I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know all the whole thing, but I'm telling you there's going to be another 9/11, people.
Yep, and that's something that we need to do to understand.
And it's not Biden, it's Obama. Hey, did anybody catch the article today? Michelle Obama saying she's not transgender, she's a woman. So I posted on my page, if Michael Obama is not a woman, please strip your clothes and let me see you naked. I did. Put up or shut up. Show me the bod. Show me the breast. Show me the vagina. Otherwise, shut up. No?
Yep.
And you'll know if she's real or not because you'll see if there's a scar where they cut off from her family jewel, his family jewel. Okay? And slit her who? You know? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Put it up. Yeah, they really, if there was no truth to us, why are they defending it?
That's true. Oh, by the way, if you want to get involved in getting rid of Carlos Jimenez, who's not supporting Jordan, you got to call 305-222-0160. That's Miami office.
Yeah, that's his
Miami office located 14221 Southwest 120th Street. Number 115. Yeah, phone number is 304-222-0160.
There are two others here in Florida that are creepy.
Yeah.
And what is their story? Why are they so screwed up? Why do they not care about the people? Things are important. Money's not important. People are important. Did they not get that?
Well, the numbers to give out, Don Bacon at 202-225-4155. Another Floridian, Mario Diaz-Balart, which there was a lot of controversy around him, 202-225-4211. We gave Carlos Jimenez DC numbers, 202-225-2778. Frank Lucas is 202-225-5565. John Rutherford, the third Floridian, 202-225-2501. And Mike Simpson, 202-202.
Find out, don't get mean, don't get nasty, don't go on his property. Just chant, anti-American traitor. They're traitors.
Mike Simpson is 202-225-5531. Steve Womack is 202-225-4301. Ken Buck, which is a real jerk, 202-225-4676.
Why are they traitors?
Can't answer that. Bacon is 202-225-4155. Chavez is 202-225-5711. DeCepacito is 202-225-5516. Elsie is 202-225-2002. Garbino is 202-225-7896. Gonzalez, he's another one. Trump endorsed him to get elected. And he's screwing him. 202-225-2531. Granger is 202-225-5011. James is 202-225-4961. Kelly's 202-225-5406. Kickens is 202-225-4215. Lalada's 202-225-3826. Namafa, 202-225-3076. Lawless, 202-225-6506. Weatherford is 202-225-2501. Simpson is 202-225-5531. Boss is 202-225-276. Lomac is 202-225-4301.
Do you think they're traitors?
Yes.
We have to pull their money. Are they from the last class that were elected in most of those?
No.
So these dogs have been there a while, huh? We need to primary them out. We cannot have people in there who just don't give a shit about the people, who don't give a shit about the country. That means that they are for Biden. That's all it says. That's how I see it. That's how I read it. They don't care about the American people. It doesn't matter who's the speaker. It matters that you handle it, you do your job, okay? And you people are just squalling around there getting paid. I say they shouldn't get paid. How do we stop their payment? How do we stop their payroll?
I don't know. There's some things going on in the Capitol. Right now, the radical Islamists and anti-Semitic Jews, the self-loving Jews, are taking over the rotunda inside the Capitol right now. We need to just take the machine gun and just take them all out. How's that?
They're not going to take over the fucking Capitol, the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. And now our government's going to cave. There's a coup d'etat going on. There's a coup. You don't believe it?
No, I believe it. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, I demand Capitol Police preserve all video footage inside and outside the Cannon House office building today. There must be an investigation into the organized breach and occupation that stopped Congress from holding a speaker election and continuing legislation business today.
She can call the military in. Call the military in.
They're doing something. Anyway, the Jewish Voice for Peace, not what we call Jewish Voice for Peace, is a radical anti-Israel activist group that advocates for a complete economic, cultural, and academic boycott of the state of Israel. JVP rejects the view that Israel-Palestine conflict is a tragic dispute over land, which has been perpetrated by a cycle of violence, fear, and distrust of both sides.
Can I tell you something? Do you know why this is happening?
Go ahead.
I believe because Trump is winning and they want to take out this country before Trump wins.
That may be, but there will be a war going on because we have enough weapons.
Doesn't matter. Obama and Hillary.
He'll be dead in 2 seconds. We know where he's at. We know where she's at. As soon as it gets to that, it will be gone.
They're doing it because people are not focused.
They're focused. I guarantee you they're focused. We're going to be taking care of it in business in a short time. They are focused.
You know what? I can't stand procrastination.
We're not.
Really
we're eliminating them as we speak. Just relax. The war is here. The revolution started, and their left is being eliminated. And that's what's happening right now.
Fine. Okay.
All right.
I have to take your word for it. You told me Jim Jordan was going to be voted in today, so that you lost out on that one.
No, he's been sworn in, but it was secret. But he is the speaker.
You didn't have the count.
We don't need it. It's called a revolution.
Okay.
We just took over. We're going to put Trump as president, and that's how it's going to be done. And we're going to take over the country in time.
Fine. Okay. I'm all with you. They're going to come pick us up, Joseph, you and me.
No, they're not.
Yeah. I got my first breath. That's all that counts in my son. What he wants. I do. Tomorrow's our son's birthday.
You know, we had a revolution song. We could have done it. But we got something.
I
think we have something.
Tomorrow's our son's birthday.
Yeah.
He's 25. Wow. That went by really, really fast. Didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday's my birthday. Wow. I'm going to be 63 years old. I did it. I made it. 6 decades and 3 years. Well, I'm going to 100 plus. I mean, you know that. Yeah. So everybody should call in and wish our son and me a happy birthday.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to, you know what? We're in a fighting mood.
515-602-9657.
Yeah, we're in a fighting mood, so I'm going to play Rocky because you took the other song down.
One of his songs.
I did try it. Pistons took a 3-0 lead in Game 3 in the American League Championship round to see who goes into the World Series. So we'll see where that goes. My predictions for football this week. I want the Washington over the Giants. The big game. This is really going to be a real good game. It's the Dolphins versus the Eagles. But will the Dolphins offense supersede over the Eagles defense? I think the Dolphins is going to win. Eagles are favored by 2.5 points. But I think the Dolphins are going to win. The Jets are off on a bye week. The Jaguars over the Saints. The quarterback is hurt, but I think the Jaguars will probably win, but we'll see. Raiders over the Bears, that's an easy one. Browns and the Colts, the Browns should win that. Bills versus the Patriots, the Bills should win that, but that's 8.5 points. The Falcons and the Buccaneers, Buccaneers are favored by 2.5. I say that might be good. Ravens over the Lions. They're saying the Ravens are 3-point favorites. I'll take the Lions. The Steelers and the Rams. I take the Rams. Cardinals and the Seahawks. I take the Seahawks. They're up by 7.5. Packers and the Broncos. The Packers over the Broncos. Denver has no defense. Chargers over and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win that. 49 over the Vikings. The 49ers should win that. And that's it. That's my picks.
I'm in the gallows. I have nothing to say.
Hey, the Islanders are 2-0.
Panthers and Islanders.
Islanders are 2-0, and the Panthers are 2-1 in the first couple of games of the season.
I'm happy. Yeah. So you think those storms are going to become hurricanes and hit us?
Well, Norma's a hurricane already, and she's heading into the Mexico, California, the Baja area. So we'll see what that. They need the rain anyway. As far as Tammy, it's going to get the islands, the Leeward Islands. They're going to get the islands and the British and the American Virgin Islands and things of that nature. They're going to get hit a little bit, but then it's going to go right off the sea somewhere, and you may end up give or take the same track as everyone else did. The Northern New England and that part of Canada may get hit again. So that's where that is. But we're here in Florida, waking up. South Florida this morning, yesterday was in the upper 50s, low 60s, and temperatures supposed to be in the mid-70s to mid-80s for the rest of the week with no rain. It looks like the rainy season is about over. You might get a shower or two maybe next week. But right now, the rest of this week is supposed to be.
The tropical humidity is gone.
It broke, but the thing is, will it come back? I don't know. It's supposed, according to the almanac, according to a bunch of other meteorologists, not the climate change garbage, but the regular meteorologists that believe in weather, it's supposed to be a cooler, because of La Nina, it's supposed to be a cooler year across the country, maybe more snow in some areas and things like that. So you never know.
The weather channel is woke, so you really can't count on them. They're climate change mentals.
So that's, we're going to keep up with that. We're working on a bunch of stuff, but I want to tell you something now. This is a little bit of fun work, a little bit of other things, but when somebody calls up in the next few days or weeks in trying to help people in Israel, open up your wallets, open up your pocketbooks, it works. It's helping out people. But we also got to remember what's happening in Israel and what's happening in the Middle East.
Around the world. It's happening
around the world, but it's also going to happen here because just like everywhere else, They have open borders around, and this is what's happening. And we got to thank Macron and France for what they're doing. They are literally now going and trying to kick. They are doing background checks. They're going after people. They're finding the illegals, and they deploy them immediately. And that's something that's very important. And we need to do that here. And that's one of the things that Trump has promised, is to do that. So that's a very big thing there.
Where's the slug VP?
Where's the what?
The slug VP.
I think she's under lawyer's protection. She knows she's going to go down soon. In fact, all of them will eventually.
I'm hoping. We will see. But we're definitely going to have another 9/11. And it's coming soon. Watch.
By the way, the House Sergeant at Arms anti-Israel protests of First Amendment activity.
Do you know when they're going to make this 9/11 shit happen? Before the election. When he pulls martial law. You watch. That bitch will do it. Boy, I'm happy on the show tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
Really?
A little news for you. This is from our friend Ryan Fournier. Stare, Stare, how much he hates this country, just announced that if Trump is elected in 2024, she's leaving America. This is an airport. No one cares if you leave the husbands.
Who?
My friend Ryan Fournier. He has a radio show. He's part of The Truth.
He
said that Cher announced that if Trump wins re-election in 2024, which he looks like he's going to do, he's up by so much and they can't stay on
They're going to leave. They all just like to have their 3 seconds of fame. That's it. Because they're all goofy. They're goofy and they're flaky. Did anybody leave? Did Madonna leave? Yeah, she left. Okay, did Lady Gaga leave? No.
No.
Did Cher leave? No. Did The View leave? They should have, because there'd be no loss. Got another song. Play Martina McBride.
Okay.
I'm into that Independence Day.
Dangerous.
Okay, yes. Breaking news, over 300 people have just been arrested at the Capitol as the Democrat insurrection has taken place, and AOC and the squad is being arrested, put in the J6 cells just like everyone else, and they're going to be the end of it.
Make her a ball, bitch.
We have over 300 people. Charges have been filed. They've been arrested. And they're clearing out the Capitol as we speak. If they start, eliminate them. The Garland
will release them.
They're not going to release. We got Garland. We're going to put him in prison too. Well, this is the beginning of the end. We're going to clean out the mess, and we're going to change the government and do it right.
Comes with the conservatives, because the conservatives will beat the living shit out of them.
Yeah. We need to do that. We'd like to thank Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and others that actually started to get this done. And as we are cleaning up the mess that's there.
Who is these the leader of these, this? Who did this? Who cooed this?
A pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist organization headed by Ilhan Omar.
Government is in play.
Ilhan Omar, ALC, TIAB, and the squad, they're the ones to start this. They're the ones that are going to be put arrest for treason.
Nancy Pelosi involved?
We don't know about that. We do know that the squad's involved, and they're going to be arrested and be tried for treason and executed.
Good. That's four down. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. So, good news. Thank you. Wow, you were right. Something actually good happened.
You can only to see this. The American people had enough.
So, 22, let me speak. The 22 today, were they in with those slime buckets?
No. They weren't. None of that. They all left pretty much. They saw what's going on. They all left. But the point is, that's why they postponed the vote until tomorrow, to Thursday, to tomorrow afternoon or Friday. And that's the reason.
They knew about it. They're in on it.
They didn't know anything. They were evacuated. The launch went off, and that's how it's done. They didn't know anything.
All right. You know what? And bears don't shit in the woods.
Yes.
Move on.
Anyway, we're down to the last 9 minutes.
You know, this is Scarlett Butler saying, hey, it ain't dull. There's drama. God. You know, I still say we need to form a new government. People think about it. You know, it's not a bad thing. We need to get rid of the black. I didn't say hurt them, kill them, or anything with them. They're just bad decision makers. They don't care about us. They are traitors. They're traitors of the people, of the United States of America, of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. They are not for us. Remember that. This is Scarlett Butler saying, everybody, and God bless Israel and all my brothers and sisters, because I am Jewish. I'm proud to be Jewish, okay? And it's not for a religion, and I never really put it as the forefront of me in my life, but I am from tradition. Okay, I have ancestors who fought so I can be free. And I have military with Jewish individuals who are fighting for us to be free. Okay, so stand for Israel. God bless everyone. God bless America. Bye, all.
We need to get the information out right and get it done properly and become what we call the truth is out there, and we are the truth, and we need to open up and take up back our country. We should not wait all these times for a speaker. We need a speaker that's promised to keep his word. The reason why Kevin McCarthy was fired and announced as speaker is because he promised all this stuff to get elected, and he never kept his word. We're still waiting for stuff to take down. We know that Biden and the Biden crime family is criminal liable, and there's criminal treason and everything there, but they haven't done anything. That's why one of the reasons. You say we've got to cut the spending and do a balanced budget. He didn't do that. There's a lot of stuff that he promised he never did. He's part of deep state and stuff like that. These 22 people are just as guilty as Kevin McCarthy, and they need to be taken out of office and replaced. That's why they're being primaried. That's why they're being recalled. That's why the office is being inundated. And we need to do this to the public because that's what the American people are supposed to do. We don't do insurrections like the Democrats did, and we don't riot stuff like Nancy Pelosi and Obama and the others did to try and keep Trump out. That's not what we do. We follow the law. We follow the Constitution. We talk a lot, but we actually do what we need to do, and we expose the truth. And what happened in that hospital was a fraud all the way around. It was a Hamas, actually it was an Islamic Jihad rocket that misfired, landed in front of the hospital, and landed right on top of an ammunition dump of some sort and blew everything up. But it had nothing to do, but the hospital was still standing, and there's no way there's 500 people killed. That's bull. That's a propaganda stuff, and that's the way it is. Honesty is still the best policy, but we need to have journalism that actually does the truth and not be politically motivated. And we need to get rid of the squad and other anti-American attitudes in this country and bring back America first and bring back patriotism and honesty and follow the Constitution and our founding principles and all that. So that's what we need to do. And that's that. And so don't forget to tune in on Sunday at 7 p.m. on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio at 7 p.m. on Sunday. The telephone number is 515-602-9657. I had asked somebody who's debating me last couple of days on Israel and how the policies. He never showed up. He just like the left, he's a coward. He refuses to debate. I was ready. Anyone that could debate, that'll be fine. Also, again, happy birthday to Jordan. Happy birthday to Scarlett. And don't forget, we got Halloween coming up and soon, in 13 days. It's Halloween. It's going to be fun. And we also have a birthday coming up in November with Logan Ryan's birthday, first birthday. We'll honor him on that birthday, too, and all that. So we do have some good things around that we could celebrate and honest and enjoy. Again, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank the listeners all over the world. And Scarlett and Martina McBride and the team from Rocky. And thank you again and have a very pleasant evening. And we'll see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, men. 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Before we leave you, I just want to read something to you. This guy, Andrew, was a special forces soldier who attended the Nova Party while on vacation. He hid in the shelter with many other young partygoers, manning the door and calming everyone down. Andrew threw back every grenade thrown into the shelter by terrorists, saving countless lives until one eventually killed him. But before he was hit, he explained to other people what to do and how to throw back the grenades in case he doesn't make it. His name was Anna Shapira, and he was a hero and saved many lives in Israel. And this show is dedicated to him. Thank you. Good night, and see you on Sunday.